Government and its social partners are working feverishly to have the national minimum wage fixed before May Day. The Secretary General of the TUC, Kofi Asamoah, who disclosed this to Joyce Jichi, said negotiations have started. We started last October, were supposed to have been incorporated into the budget, but this has not been possible.
You recall that at a point in time, government came out to say that because of the economic challenges, it's placing moratorium or free public sector wage increase. Negotiations have gone beyond that, but now government has agreed for us to negotiate. Knowing as it is, particularly in the case of the national minimum wage, it will be instructive that we finish before midday. So we are generally asking government that let's do everything humanly possible for us to finish the negotiation. We acknowledge that the wage bill has gone up. Government has been bandying various figures. But you will also agree with me that since January, there have been increases in almost everything. Taxes, levies, utilities. So it has chiseled out the trade value of our salaries. We also have cause to think that, and we have stated it repeatedly, that the wage bill, as it is now, we think is not efficiently being managed. We are aware that there are ghost names still. Each time they remove the ghost names, they are able to bring back some of the ghost names. So the figures that we are seeing may not be exactly the total wage bill as it were.
At the beginning of the year, TUC said it was going to advise itself regarding the continuous automatic pool adjustment when it becomes unbearable. At what point will TUC consider it unbearable?
No, we didn't say so. We said there's a limit to which we can contain. So that's what it means generally. So that if you increase to a level, we know the economy is weak, but if the increases come, it gets to a level where people can no more be able to absorb the increases. So yes, we allow the increases, but we say that pay us something to be able to cushion us.
Sir, what is the difference between the national minimum wage and the public sector wage?
The difference is that the national minimum is the least for the whole country. Then we have the base pay as the minimum pay for public sector work. And normally, the base pay is a little above the national minimum wage. So what we are asking for to be reviewed is both the national minimum wage and then the base pay.
Secretary General of TUC, Kofi Asamoah, in that interview with Joyce Jichi. Meanwhile, the Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Ni Amashiti, says government will continue to engage employers and other social partners to arrive at a base pay and minimum wage. He said though negotiation is ongoing, government and other stakeholders have to expedite action to reach an agreement before May Day. The minister said government is working as seriously to ensure that the workers' pay is linked to productivity. Mr. Ashiti disclosed this on Behind the News.
We are working hard to ensure that by the time we get to the 1st of May, we should have some conclusion to the negotiation that we have started for some time.
How did you receive the news of the ultimatum by the TUC Secretary General? How was you on the negotiating table?
I helped with the Secretary General of the TUC. I think we were in a forum in Tema sometime last week, and it's a prelude to the May Day celebration. And I think the issue that came out was to expedite action and get the negotiation completed before May Day.
While labor is agitating for an increase in wage, there are arguments that such calls should be valid only when there is a commensurate increase in productivity. What do you say to this?
Yes, I agree with you. Obviously, if one has an increase in salary, one should also be thinking about increasing the input. Now, let me say that under the single spine policy, there is a phase in the program, you know, on the policy that is linking pay to productivity. And I think that is a stage where we are. Recently, we had a forum that organized by Fair Wages and South Commission under the ministry, you know, and the forum brought together stakeholders and key players in labor to look at the issue of productivity. That has been completed. We are waiting for the report. We are expecting to hold another forum sometime in September on linking pay to productivity.
Minister of Employment and Labour Relations, Ni Amashiti. Still on the minimum wage, the Executive Secretary of the Ghana Employers Association, Alex Wimpong, has expressed worry at the inability of the negotiating team to conclude the national minimum wage. He said unusual economic circumstances have led to the delay. Speaking to Agatha Asamoah on Behind the News, Mr. Wimpong called for an amicable settlement to sort out the minimum wage for the public sector.
We are worried that we have not been able to conclude on the national daily minimum wage. Given the discussion that has transpired that far, we are sure that we should be able to reach an amicable agreement on the matter.
But in your view, what has contributed to the delay in announcing a new minimum wage?
Well, I think the fundamental issue that has characterized this round of dispute this year has been the unusually difficult economic circumstances in which the country finds itself. And you cannot dissociate wage negotiation from the economic circumstances, because at the end of the day, if you agree on a wage that an employer cannot pay, then you are better not even fix it at all. So I think we need to look at it within that context, especially in a situation where businesses are going through a lot of difficulty.
In the run-up to negotiating new minimum wage, the issue that has come up is whether a wage increase does correlate with the output of workers. Why has it been difficult to match increase wage with enhanced productivity?
It is an issue that we seriously do not want to discuss at this point in time, because if you want to look at the productivity of an enterprise in this country as against what happens elsewhere, it's a different ballgame altogether. So I would rather now we look at how, given these economic difficulties we have, we can fix a wage that will be acceptable to government, labor and employers, because productivity in this country is a different matter altogether.
Is organized labor demanding too much?
Well, the issue is not about demanding too much. The issue is about how well we can all commit to a wage that will be acceptable to all.
Executive Secretary of the Ghana Employers Association, Alex Rimpong. For his part, the President of the University Teachers Association of Ghana, UTAC, Samuel Oforibekwin, expressed displeasure with government for the delay in the implementation of the minimum wage. He urged government to speed up efforts with the negotiation team to settle the minimum wage saga.
I am quite surprised by the attitude of the government, because we started having interactions with them from the beginning of this year, and the idea was to get everything done at least by the end of March. But somewhere along the line, the whole process got stalled. We kept on reminding them, and nobody seemed to be listening. So this time that the TUC now came up and gave the ultimatum, I don't know the reason for the delay, but I suspect that it all boils down to their initial decision to put a freeze on wage levels in this country. That's why they were dilly-dallying. But I don't know how they were expecting industrial peace in the country with that kind of unilateral action. Because if you want something to be done, I think the best thing to do is to sit down with the partners and then discuss things with them for them to come to an agreement.
Is it the inability to pay upward adjustment by the government and employers that is causing this delay?
Well, I don't know whether it's the ability to pay or not. Because if you look at the cost of living, it's not static, it's been rising. So definitely they know that by all means, because of what is happening in the economy, organized labor will ask for something that will cushion them against this thing. At least they should have come forward and then discuss it. But to keep people in the dark up to this level, I think was not the best.
And even in discussing these issues with the tripartite committee, government and organized labor, and the TUC issuing this ultimatum, is that a comment that we should be hearing from organized labor at this point in time?
Ordinarily, believe that if things are going on well, nobody will issue threat to any party. But if you are not treating the other party with the kind of respect that the party demands, then this is what you bring upon to yourself.
University Teachers Association of Ghana President UTAG, Samuel Oforibekwin.